You become what you think about. And that is the thought for today. Hello, 7 Good Minutes listeners. Clyde Lee Dennis here with a quick note about a podcast that I recently discovered that I'm extremely excited to tell you about. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast and was recently voted among one of Apple's best. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Hardy, in which they talked about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. Find the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I really enjoy a lot, and I think you will too. You can find it by searching the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you prefer, just go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get some great tips on how to use affirmations properly so that they help you to grow. Enjoy.
In this video, I want to share with you 3 powerful affirmations in a different context. It's going to help you normalize yourself, get you back to your original state of being. This is significantly more powerful than regular normal affirmations because you're going to be using it in a different way and actually programming your subconscious mind to make it normal to have what it is that you want. I'm going to be sharing with you 3 affirmations that are fundamental that you must apply into your life. If you're not using these particular affirmations, if you haven't got this programmed into your mind, you're going to really struggle going forward with manifesting your intent. So with that said, my friend, let's get started. Let's dive into it. Actually, before we dive into this, I want to share with you different forms of using affirmations. So one of the main forms that you may be aware of is actually speaking it out loud. When you speak out your affirmation, you say it out loud, it's a very, very powerful way. Now, Tony Robbins says, speak it out loud, but use your body, engage your body as well. Now, for a lot of people, they can't do this all the time, right? There's people around us, right? We don't want people thinking we're weird and all this stuff. So it comes a little bit uncomfortable to do affirmations out loud in front of people. And when people's in the home, it's just a little bit weird when you go into a room by yourself and you're shouting out affirmations, right? Sounds a little bit crazy. Looks a little bit crazy. It is crazy. But crazy people create amazing success. So if you're okay with doing that, that's fine. You can do it in that form and that's really powerful. Another way to do it is actually to just say it in your head. And I like to call this thought looping, where you loop a thought over and over and over again. You see, us human beings, right, we have 60 to 80,000 thoughts per day. Very, very large amount of thoughts per day. So athletes and highly successful people, entrepreneurs, CEOs, they actually have 20,000 thoughts per day or less. And that's why they have the success that they do. So we want to learn how to have less thoughts. And by doing thought looping, you're actually going to become a person that thinks less. So what we have to do is we have to repeat an affirmation over and over and over again in our mind and loop it over and over and over again. So we keep on focusing on that particular affirmation. That could be anything you want it to be. All right. So what you're doing when you're repeating this affirmation is you're saying it as if it's true. You're saying as if it's normal. So right now I'm sitting on a stool. I'm sitting on a stool right now. You see how I said that? I'm sitting on a stool right now. I'm sitting on a stool right now. I'm in my room right now. I'm saying it in a certain way as if it's true. It's not fake. I'm not lying or whatever it is. This is real. Or my name's Gavin. All right. Or I'm someone that likes to smile a lot, right? And people like my smile. So that's true to me. So it's making me laugh. So you see how it changed my energy? So I know it's true and it makes me feel good. And what we have to do is we have to find a way of saying it that makes us feel good, that's true to us, right? So, you know, say something that's true right now. You're watching this video right now. I'm watching this video right now. I'm watching this video right now. And as you begin to say that, you're noticing the tonality and the way that you're saying it, the energy, the speed on that you're saying this particular word, right? Now, what you want to do is repeat the affirmation in the same tonality and speed. You see how that works? And as you begin to do that, the mind assumes that it's normal, where the conscious mind, you're bypassing the conscious mind and you're going directly to the subconscious mind and reprogramming that for more success. So that's what you want to do, and you loop that throughout your day over and over and over, non-stop. Try and do it as much as possible, and what will begin to happen is you will start to see more success in your life. I have had huge success stories from this one technique alone, for just repeating the affirmation over and over and over again throughout the day as if it's normal. Very, very powerful stuff that I'm sharing with you, but you have to implement it and be conscious of repeating this over and over again. And I would advise to you that whenever you fall off or you forget to repeat the affirmations or you're working or something like that, that's okay. You know, you have to work and you have to focus and you can't repeat it in those points and times. However, when you can, that's when you do it. When you fall off, it's okay, as long as you get back on, and now over time you're gonna start building the habit of repeating this over and over and over again. Another very, 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 very powerful way is to write down the affirmation over and over and over and over again. Because when you're writing it down, you're bringing it from your mind and you're using your physiology, right? Using your arm to write the text. And as you begin to write the text, you're actually writing it, you're reading it, you're seeing it, right? And you may be even saying it in your head at the same time. Very, very powerful stuff. So as you begin to do that, that's why in school they used to get you to write on the board, right? And Simpsons, right? Writing the same thing over and over and over again, because it's conditioning the mind. Very, very powerful stuff. So those are three different ways you can use affirmations. Use your physiology by saying it out loud, very powerful way. You can go and repeat it over and over and over again, but also you can write it down. Okay, there's other ways of using affirmations. I just want to keep it simple. Use those three and it will radically change your results with affirmations. Now, what I want to advise is that you start off with one and you build a small habit, right? You start off with one and then you build over time and add two, then three, and then you will see like everything starting to condition and rewire in your brain and creating new neural pathways.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.